Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.'" From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Of God, source of all being, eternal Word and Holy Spirit. Amen. We were walking in the desert, and I thought about how much a flat screen TV is like a mirror, especially when it's off. But I think sometimes we expect to see in that flat screen a mirror, and we hope we can see what we want to see. So I thought about how people look at televisions and mirrors, and I came up with this. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the one to rule them all? There are plenty of people who would like to be the one. But we're in a different place now, thanks to God, thanks to the revelation of God in Jesus Christ. And we're called to become children of light. Children of light, the light that comes with Christ. What does it mean to be children of light? That first chapter of the Gospel of John, the prologue to John we just heard, presents a very different Jesus to our eyes. Christmas morning, there was a baby. Today, the first Sunday after Christmas, we hear that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that the Word has become flesh, and here the uncreated source of all being greets us from a cradle or its mother's arms. Before the beginning, the Word was with God. Before creation began. The Word was God. The presence of God among us, Emmanuel, God with us, is that Word through whom all things came to be. The Word was there before. Before there was a before, God expressed himself. And that self-expression was with God. And that self-expression was God, for only God could be that Word. And yet, that which caused all things came to be, came among us, in the form of Jesus, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And for all those who choose to receive him, that very fullness becomes available to us. We can receive it into ourselves and live its reality. Beyond the duties of church or family or nation, beyond our duties to ourselves, is the gift of following the one true light revealed in Christ, found in Christ Emmanuel, God with us. That uncreated light, that presence, is present to us. And we can become children of light as we accept its radiance. What does it mean to be children of light? Today, when darkness is all around us, do we take in the luminous presence of God and let it shine forth in our lives? Only a few days ago, the literal darkness of the winter night began to recede as the longest night of the year receded into the past. Only a few days ago, the brightness of the everlasting dawning, which is the presence of our Savior, became manifest once again on Christmas morning as we welcome the baby Jesus, the child Jesus. And now we can become children ourselves again as we witness and welcome again the presence of the Lord, the presence of the light, as we receive grace upon grace, love upon love, in our inner lives and in our outer lives as well. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. There are plenty of self-nominated candidates who seek to answer the question. In our own past century, Mao, Stalin, Saddam Hussein, and others put up big posters of themselves and giant statues, pushing themselves forward as the one to lead us. There's a place in Budapest, Hungary, called Memento Park, where they've gathered all their Soviet-era statues of the great Soviet leaders, and they pushed them all into this park off to the side, and you can go take your picnic and enjoy these creatures of the past, creatures of self-nominated glory. Back in the days of the Nativity, the days of Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus, there was one simple answer to who is the one to rule them all? Who is the anointed one? Remember the gospel story in Luke began. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus. Caesar Augustus was ubiquitous. His image on coins and statues and paintings was everywhere, and so were his troops. Client kings like Herod the Great and his dubious offspring that we meet in the Gospels knew who was the boss. All the world, that is, the civilized, subjugated Roman world, knew who was the boss, Caesar Augustus. He was even proclaimed savior of the world, that Roman world, for he had solved the problem of internecine warfare and inter-office bickering. No more civil war in the Roman world because he'd defeated and slaughtered all his rivals. So they had peace. Peace Romana, peace Augusta, peace in his time, under his authority. But not really under his authority, The little baby we greeted this week of Christmas had something else to say. Before Augustus was, God says, I am. Before the beginning, before there was light or life, he was life and light and love. When Caesar Augustus ruled, what he ruled was darkness, not light, but there was a light beyond. What came into being through the word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not extinguish the light. Before Augustus was, I am. Through Christ, all things came to be. The Word, the Logos, the eternal Word, manifest in reason and order of the cosmos, of which it was the creative agent, was not a new concept to first century people. That could almost make you cry. It's so complicated. But now something new has happened, and it becomes real obvious, because the Word has become flesh and dwelt among us. This person walking around embodied the light and love of God, the pre-existent, eternal, and divine Word became manifest in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ. And that life gives not only light to the understanding, knowledge in our heads, that we may know the truth, but power to the will, that we may be obedient children of God. For in Christ, the glory of God was revealed in the fullness of grace and truth. The light still shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. The Creator is not remote. He is Emmanuel, God with us. The Word eternal became flesh. With us he dwells, and so we see his glory, light shining and more than light, life in essential union with its source. Right now, this morning, we remember that child and the infinite possibility he seems to awaken in us, an infinite possibility for hope and joy and love. The little child is revealed in radiance, in sharp contrast to the rulers of the earth, the Caesars, as far from imperial pomp as what power is really all about, creative, redemptive power made perfect in weakness, in a baby. That means eternal, abundant life, and a light that both illuminates and empowers. This little light of mine, we sing, comes from that light. To carry that light into the world is our joy and our task. Today there are plenty of people, again, who put themselves forward to tell you who is the one to be the leader. Who will the mirror reflect? Who is the one to rule us all? Is it the one we hope to see if we gaze into the mirror? If I controlled a remote control that controls the images that a flat screen TV or a mirror on the wall shows me, what would I see? Would I see myself? What would I do to shape that image into my idea of perfection and glory? What would I not do? There are some who would not do much of anything. And yet beyond the mirror is the reality of the light that was before all being, creating all, illuminating all. In that harsh light, that glare of reality and truth, any puny effort to rule them all is evident to fail. We may want to count the cost, to submit ourselves to him, to become children of light, to give up our being our own backlit mirrors, our own self-images of glory. To submit ourselves to Christ is to accept the reality that in him is life, And this life is the light of all people. There is no other source. He is the one true light. Thank God. Eternal light, scatter the darkness from our hearts and minds. Enlighten our lives with your glory and give us the power and wisdom to live as sons and daughters of God, as children of light, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.